Governor McCrory says his administration will focus on three things:
fixing the economy, transforming education, and improving government efficiency.
And here's the first step.
I have concluded that our government must first pay off its debt, which in this state's case is $2.5 billion.
That's how much North Carolina owes the federal government for help paying unemployment insurance since the recession. McCrory says he'll sign legislation today to pay that back by dramatically cutting unemployment benefits and slightly raising taxes on some businesses. Republican House Speaker Pro Tem Paul Stamm says that sends a clear signal.
Governor McCrory is not going to put problems off.
And there's another huge one. A state audit found North Carolina wasted $1.4 billion on Medicaid over the past few years. Here's McCrory.
Georgia is able to deliver Medicaid services at a cost of $4,000 per patient, while North Carolina's delivery cost is over $6,000 per patient.
He says that's part of the reason the state will not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. He says North Carolina needs to stop the bleeding first. McCrory says he wants to make other parts of the government more efficient, too, and he hinted that some government employees he calls seat warmers may lose jobs. But Senate Deputy Minority Leader Floyd McKissick says he's not sure if laying off more government employees is such a good idea.
Over the last 3 years, since the recession came, there have been an awful lot of reductions in terms of the number of public employees that are out there. So you just have to be careful about where you cut and how deep you cut.
On education, McCrory says the first bill he signed into law means more students will be ready for a job when they graduate from high school. The law tells the State Board of Education to develop a diploma program that shows students are ready for a vocational career, college, or both.
The disconnect between employers not able to find qualified talent, even with our high unemployment rate, and the citizens unable to get jobs must be resolved through education.
Andy says the state schools need more flexibility to use funding on technology. House Republican Conference Leader Ruth Samuelson from Mecklenburg County says that drew applause from both sides of the aisle.
I think there's a real strong bipartisan recognition that our education system needs to be modernized, and that part of modernizing it will be including more technology, both as a teaching tool, but also training the students to use it when they get into the workforce.
McCrory says his number one priority as governor is to make North Carolina an engine for economic growth. He says a key part of that is tax reform,
which should meet the following criteria: lower rates on personal income and businesses to be more competitive, at least with our next door neighbors. Close loopholes for special interests to make our system more fair and transparent. It must be revenue neutral.
Democratic House Minority Leader Larry Hall heard that and thought,
basically, there were no specifics.
Hall says if you cut income taxes, you can't stay revenue neutral just by closing loopholes.
And so he would have to go to regressive taxes like the sales tax or other taxes.
Regressive taxes affect poor and middle-class families more than wealthy ones. Catawba College political professor Michael Bitzer says the specifics of McCrory's tax plan will likely be revealed in the governor's budget.
He identified the fact that there is going to be no new money in the budget. So really, those numbers that line up are going to show the details that he's going to have to put behind all of these ambitious goals that he set for state government.
The governor typically releases the budget in mid-March. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.